Well, coming back to Australia, as I said, I was there at the invitation of the East Timorese refugee group. There's a big group of East Timorese refugees in Australia. It's the next country over, so that's where they fled. And there, Australia isn't the United States. We have a kind of a totalitarian culture. I mean, you might as well concede it. It's a very free society with very narrow constraints on what can get expressed. Australia is a much more open society. So when you, I spent a week giving talks mostly on this topic, but it's not like here. That means talks over, you know, at the National Press Club in Canberra, televised in all over the country, on national television, you know, repeated over and over, talks in the Sydney and Melbourne town hall with thousands of people showing up and plenty of coverage and so on. And there is a background of both understanding and support. Not only are they close by, so they can see it, and involved with Indonesia, but Australia has a little bit of history on this, and they know it. It's not part of official history, but it's the kind of history that people know because, you know, their uncle told them a story about what happened, or their grandfather did this, and so on. During the Second World War, right after Pearl Harbor, Timor is the next island up, right above Australia, if you look at the map. About 10 days after Pearl Harbor, Australia invaded Timor. It was a Portuguese colony, remember. Portugal was an ally of the fascists. The fair chance that Timor would never have been invaded by the Japanese if Australia hadn't invaded. Australia and Holland both invaded. The other Portuguese colonies, Macau, were not invaded by the Japanese. In any event, Australia invaded Timor preemptive strike. They wanted, this is their, you know, their defense perimeter. The Japanese invaded in return. There were a couple of 100 Australian commandos there, and they were able to hold out for about a year and a half. That is part of official history. They fought very, courageously. A lot of them were killed. Others were picked up and sent to Japanese prison camps, where they suffered miserably. That's part of history, but the part that's less known is that they were able to survive and keep fighting because they were supported by the local population. In the course of that fight, and then afterwards, after the Australians were pulled out and the Japanese went after anybody who supported them, about 60,000 Timorese were killed defending Australia. In fact, that's probably the reason Australia wasn't invaded. The Japanese were deflected long enough so they never went on to invade Australia. Well, okay, that's part of the sort of hidden history, you know, the kind of history that people sort of know because they heard it, even if they wasn't taught in school. Recently in Australia, a book came out of memoirs of soldiers who had fought in the Second World War, who just described how it happened, and that's known too. So there is a background. Australia is a very important country. It's the outpost of the West in that region, it's not a big actor in the world, but in that part of the world it is, and what happens here very much affects what happens there, and that'll affect what happens in Indonesia as well. Britain is another case. And there's plenty going on there. I mean, that's where most of our information is coming from, through Australia.